This autumn, Vermont public staffers have been getting outside as Vermonters harvest fruit, vegetable, and animal products. Digital producers Sophie Stevens and Zoe McDonald and reporter Elodie Reed brought back some sounds of this season from a wool spinning class, apple orchard, and potato plot. Sophie starts us off.
I'm at the Tunbridge Fairgrounds on a recent Sunday morning at the annual Vermont Sheep and Wool Festival. The trees have turned, and it's one of the first weekends that started out truly chilly, and plenty of people are decked out in wool and fleece garments. There are vendors, artists, live music, demonstrations, and yes, sheep and wool. There's also llamas and alpacas. It's the year of the camelids.
Back to the point of twist. Move this hand back even further. There you go.
Up the hill at Tunbridge Town Hall, roughly half a dozen people sit in a circle of chairs behind large wooden wheels. They're learning how to spin fiber into yarn.
Okay, I think I'm pulling it from the front.
Among them is Alana Grady, who, like the others, is operating her wheel with sock-covered feet.
You said you normally, or you hand spin sometimes.
Yes, this is my first time wheel spinning, but normally I use a drop spindle and like hand spin. But I've never used a wheel before, so that's why I want to come out from Massachusetts. I came out to take this class.
You drove to do this?
Yeah, and to go to the festival.
Well, yeah, naturally, of course,
You get a free pass at the class.
Yeah. So. Do you think you'll keep up with it when you get back to Massachusetts?
Yeah, definitely. But they're like expensive. So I can't really want to swear.
Yeah.
This is like $700. So yeah. That's why I do a drop spindle, because it's like you can get them anywhere between like 10 and like $25. And fiber is like not super expensive, depending on what you're using, but. Definitely the startup cost of just getting a wheel is like my most impeding thing, but that's why I wanted to do this in a place where I could just like use someone else's before buying it. Because I knit and I crochet and I felt as well. I do like anything under the fiber sun. I also do, so it's I have a bunch of fiber anyways, but yeah, I'll probably, I sell yarn too, so I should probably sell it or just like make it into like a hat.
Amazing.
Pretty classic for me.
Amazing.
For Vermont Public, I'm Sophie Stevens.
And I'm Zoe McDonald. That's the sound of an apple harvest at Champlain Orchards in Shoreham. Most days in the late summer and fall, groups of H2A workers are among the rows and rows of apple trees picking fruit. Dean Gordon has been traveling from Jamaica to work at Champlain Orchards for 16 years.
I like it. That's why I come so often. Like February to December. Yeah. So we prune, grow, and reap. When it touch like December, what to prune, we prune and go home and come back February and finish prune and plant young trees and make it grow and water and.
Wow, so you've probably seen some of these trees go from.
Yeah, from little to big.
It's hard not to snack when you're surrounded by apples, and Champlain Orchards grows more than 100 varieties. Workers Daniel Simmons, Clive, Preacher Henry, and Gordon share their favorites.
Fuji, very nice, yeah.
Gala, I like ambrosia, yeah, and gala.
And my favorite is Honeycrisp. For Vermont Public, I'm Zoe McDonald. And I'm Elodie Reed, reporting from the potato plot next to the Deborah Rawson Memorial Library in Jericho on a sunny morning in mid-September.
Damaged potato people.
I'm here for an event called the Great Potato Harvest. Underhill resident Susan Adams is in charge.
Here, we have extra tools, folks.
She oversees the library's community gardens and explains the controlled chaos happening today.
Our head gardener over there is Eric Wood, and Eric is Potato Man. He's the gentleman that looks like Johnny Appleseed over there bending over. And he's really meticulous about the potatoes. So we don't mess with him, we just do what we're told. But when he's not here, we do what we want. Eric only does potatoes. The others are all ladies, and they come and they weed. Even in the rain, they don't care. They're fabulous. What we decided to do a few years ago is invite the community to help dig the potatoes, because it's so much fun.
Seamus, you really love to dig, don't you?
And you don't have a television camera, but if you did, there are little children all over the place digging potatoes.
The kids are from the pre-K class at nearby Saxon Hill School.
Look at this potato!
Their teacher, Molly Abbey, shares some tips.
Friends, watch what I do. I take the potato, I rub, but then I keep turning the potato to make sure I get the dirt off. Woo! On all the parts of the potato. And when I think I'm done, I look at it one more time. That looks pretty good. Now I can put it in the bucket.
The buckets of clean potatoes are donated to the Good Shepherd Church food shelf. The last step is to weigh the potatoes. That process is overseen by Underhill residents Janice Solik-Teft and her husband, Kenneth. They go by Jay and Kay.
Okay, let's get these loaded up here. Well, my husband has this wonderful scale, and so we can use this great tree to hang it from, and it gives a very accurate weight. Every year, we try to get around 300 pounds of potatoes to go to the food shelf.
After less than an hour of harvesting, Jay and Kay say they've weighed more than 200 pounds of potatoes, with more on the way. For Vermont Public, I'm Elodie Reed.
To see photos from all these harvests, head to vermontpublic.org.